are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to LA Talk Radio Channel 1. To call in, dial 323-203-0815. That's 323-203-0815.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
We got Brother Ken in the studio with us.
What's going on, man? What's happening?
Oh, a lot is happening. As you can see, we're starting off the show with a new vibration. We'd like to thank Frank Steiner Jr. for the Bells of the Himalaya. Wow.
Dude.
It really sets the mood, dude. Brother.
It's powerful, bro.
So this is the show where we talk about anything and everything to raise your vibration. If you didn't already know that, be prepared to raise your vibration. What's up, guys? We got a wonderful show for you today. We're going to be talking about the power of not only media's influence on our youth, on our collective society, but also the power that you have of affecting the media. I'm your host, Davey Crockett. What's going on, guys? We got a super exhilarating show for you. Brother Ken in the studio once again.
Thanks for having me, dude. Thank you.
Thank you for coming in the studio, man. It is always a blessing. Always a blessing. That's pleasure and blessing in one.
Talk about high vibe and vocabulary, dude.
High vibe and vocabulary. Oh. Dude, we should write a book, like the high vibe and vocabulary.
Like the words that just come about in the studio,
just,
you know? Like.
Yeah, dude. No kidding, man. Hey, we got a real informative show for you guys today. If you want to really understand, first of all, when you turn on the radio, we have talked about, we've had shows on this before, but today's is a little different. Today, we're going to be talking about the science behind how there is definite social programming in the media. Brother Ken over here is going to lay down some pretty interesting facts for us a little bit later in the show when it comes to frequencies, the certain legalities of certain frequencies that can be emitted, certain things on the radio. We're going to be talking a lot about media's influence today. So along with that, we're also going to be touching on the power that you as an individual hold to affect the media. Right? If you just stop listening, they stop making money. You know what it's like? Yep. So we're going to be getting into that a little bit today. First of all, we're going to get into this crazy idea. Ken and I were talking about this a few days ago.
Yeah.
We're preparing for the show. We're sitting down. We're thinking to ourselves, like, how could we really help the people? How could we raise the vibration of our community? And then, like, we start talking, obviously, like, media. Like, we're a part of media. Like, we feel like that as much negative aspects as, like, in media, for example, like, you know, we you've heard about this. Like, we've touched on this in the past, like, Illuminati influence and, like, certain, like, governmental influence in entertainment through music, through, like, little subliminal messages in the background of music videos, yeah, and, like, certain just crazy things like that. Ken came up with this, like, phenomenal, like, analogy. I would like you to touch on what we were talking about earlier.
Tunnel vision, bro.
Tunnel vision. Tunnel vision. Okay. Right. Okay. So, let's lay this out for the people.
Yeah, I guess, well, what we were referring to, tunnel vision, was kind of just, you know, thinking outside of the media box.
Right.
Or the box that the media wants you to be in.
Yes.
And what we refer to as this box is like this circle, or box, as you might want to, you know, think of, you know, all these innuendos, you know,
like almost like
ego-based
expectations.
Yeah, exactly.
Go on. Yeah. Yeah.
Ego-based expectations. For example, like, what is really moving music nowadays? You know,
sure.
Like, what is really the purpose that the radio is playing what they're playing nowadays? You know, or what's thriving these artists to write these licks and these songs, you know?
Exactly. Like, what's the driving force behind, like, why this music as opposed to, as you said when we were talking about, like, dude, there's so much unbelievable talent on
the streets.
The
dude.
Streets,
yeah,
right?
For sure.
Like, the streets, like, you go down, like, literally on the corner of the street, like, there's, like,
Venice,
dude, 3rd Street, yeah. Santa Monica, I gotta tell you, there's, I don't know if you guys have ever heard of this musician. Have you heard of Andy Grammer? He's,
yeah,
like, he was, like, on the radio now. And so, okay, so check this out. Like, this is just, like, a short little side note of just, like, how things can happen, do you know? And, like, how you as an individual can have a positive impact. So speak about talent on the streets,
yeah, talent,
actually.
Dude, like, a lot of this undiscovered talent is just pretty much not being put on the big screen.
Straight up.
Or it's not being, you know, overly publicized like these other cats that are in Hollywood, you know.
Right.
Reason being is because they're not singing what they want them to sing.
Exactly.
They are not singing what that box wants you to sing, because that box is going to keep you wealthy. That box is going to keep you with women all day, every day. That box is going to keep you with any other things that you could possibly want in this
totally
world.
Totally.
You know what I mean?
It's like, but it's like illusion, right? It's,
yeah, right?
Like that, like, That egotistical illusion that, like, we need to abide by what's in this box. Do you know what I'm saying? And, like, if we don't, then, like, we won't have the cars, we won't have the women, like,
you won't be wealthy.
You won't be wealthy, like, you won't be accepted by your neighbor,
yeah,
like, do you know what?
You'll be a failure to the art of music.
Right.
Which at that point isn't an art of music anymore. At that point it's already, like, an expectation, or it's a
crazy dude.
It's a hobby to make money, you know?
Right. And okay, and here's the thing, and we've said this before on the Vibration Station, the mainstream music, we need to understand that as a business. Like, music that is being put out there forcefully, like, spoon-fed to us, do you know, like, the music, the entertainment, the music videos, like, the things that is constantly on the radio, constantly surrounding us, the billboards with the flashy lights, the designer this, the this and that, but it's all, yo, it is all, and, like, people know this, though. The thing is, like, it's not like news, right? It's not like new business, like it's all super, like, rooted, you know? It's all, but it's like, so it's like programming. It's like they make you believe that that's really the only thing to be passionate about is money, women, like, cars,
drugs,
abusing drugs,
yeah,
abusing, like, alcohol, that's, you know, part,
and abusing certain things that have sometimes even been naturally given to us,
degrading,
yeah,
women,
yeah,
sorry, I'm like,
yeah,
big on that,
yeah,
dude, that's
sure, dude,
terrible,
yeah, degrading women, and also degrading, like I said, also some of the things that have been given to you on this earth, like,
totally,
cannabis, for example.
Right, totally.
You know,
like,
one of the biggest misconceptions.
Being disrespectful,
yeah,
to it, and, like, you know, with the rappers when they like come out and they're like, oh, you know, smoke weed, get high, and like they have this like innuendo about it that's completely like a like has nothing to do with spirit, has nothing to do with like, you know, it's okay if you want to like it. What we're saying is there's not, you know, things in our society have been jaded because of the way that the media wants you to perceive it. And it's up to you whether you want to listen to it. It's up to you whether you want to keep giving them money, whether you want to keep casting your vibrational vote by tuning into it. Like, what we're saying is, there's a much bigger picture. Go on, brother.
Yeah. Much bigger picture, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. You know,
the reason being is because, I mean, all these things are things that are pretty much attractive to the general population. You know, these are the things that your bodily or your body in this earth wants to fulfill as
totally.
To a spiritual fulfillment. You
yes.
feel me?
Yes. You know,
and,
of course.
And staying in a higher positive vibration or, you know, throughout your whole life is not necessarily fulfilling your bodily needs, you feel me? Like,
well, yeah, totally. But like, I guess it's about understanding that there really is two sides to the being. You know yeah. what I'm saying? Like, we have the ego self, you know? Like, for example, when we see those videos and like we see, you know, like, oh, all
twerk.
The cash, do you know what I'm saying? Like, just, like, cash flowing and, like, chain, like, you know what yeah. I'm saying? Like, and, but, dude, even in, like, other type, not only, like, rap and hip-hop, but even in, like, other types of music, it's, like, it's all about, like, the fame and, like, the women and getting, like, the cars. Another thing that, oh, dude, this is such a key point, such a key flaw in our society is what I'm about to say right here, and I've
say
said
it.
This before. All these videos and all this entertainment, it makes the people that watch it convinced that they can't be happy until they have
yeah.
what the rapper has.
That's what
until they
wants.
Have what the yeah. artist like. Like, you can't be happy until you have the cars. Because the rappers talk about, and like, I say the rappers, and like, I rap, you know what I'm saying? Like, I love hip-hop, I love, like, rap, it's obviously the content that we're talking about, like, it's obviously, like, the subject matter that is the issue, like, ah, oh, man, just because they say, like, my life was hard before, you know, I was a millionaire, and like, you know, like, life sucks without cash. Like, you know, like, obviously they don't say that, but like, there's innuendos that imply, like, you know, life is not worth living if you don't have money, if you're not abusing drugs, if you're, you know, like, which are totally, that's the opposite of why we're here. We're here to experience and follow our excitements and like live our true selves. Go on, my man.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's pretty much, They want you to live a certain way.
Totally.
You know?
Totally.
They want you to thrive to want to have a Benzo like everybody else.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, they want you to look a certain way because, you know, that's why if you notice, like, everybody goes to the mall, right?
Right.
You know, you see certain stores are for certain age groups.
Totally.
That right there tells you everything, you know? Why is it that in the last couple years, you know, boy bands came back, bro? Did you notice that? You know? Like,
yeah.
Straight up. A lot of bands came out, you know? And these age groups, you know, like, are responding to it.
Totally.
You know? Like, it's hard for a mom to, like, deny her kids of what they want. They want, you know?
Right,
like,
of course.
If your kid wants a toy, you go to the store, right? He wants a toy or he wants a snack. And, you know. And,
otherwise, they're going to be mad. They're going
to,
you know.
Yeah,
make a fit
and not necessarily yeah. means you have to give it to them all the time. But, I mean, you know, as a parent, you have the natural instinct to supply your child for what they want, right?
Totally, of course.
So,
of course.
I mean, with that being said, they take that opportunity and, you know, well, check this out. Here's like a whole section for this, for your kid at this age.
Yes.
And when you come back in 3 years, there's going to be a whole another side of the mall for him too.
Yes,
you know what I mean?
Dude, like, yes. Like, they have, even in, if you go into like Toys R Us, you know, they have like the baby section, like the high, but as you notice, as like the funny thing though, that's really, I've never thought of that actually,
yeah.
Ken. That's a
yeah.
good thing you just brought up, but that's crazy because that's all part of the programming. That's
yeah.
all part of like, Like, because if you notice, if you go in, like, the five-year-old section, like, you'll get, you know, yeah, obviously, like, you know, for the girls, you get, like, the little Barbies or whatever, 7'10", you know, and, like, you know.
Yeah.
And then for the guys, you get the little tech deck skateboards, and you know
hot
what I'm
wheels,
saying? Like,
hot wheels.
On Hot Wheels, dude. But then as you get older, if you notice, the things start getting more expensive. They start getting a little bit more violent, a little bit more racy.
Yeah.
Like, okay, let's take a kid's video game that's, like, meant for ages, like, what is it, E? What's E? What is that, like, 12, 11 or 12? Like,
yeah, everyone, pretty much.
Everyone,
yeah.
Right? Okay, so let's take an E video game, and that obviously is directed to very young, right? Like,
yeah.
Like super, like, are the youth, you know, like, 5, 6, 7, 8, okay.
Anybody that has access to a video game, right?
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. Okay, but then you take one step up from that, like 13 or what? What's the rating?
T for
T or yeah. T? Yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah, yeah. T. Yeah, I'm thinking of PG-13 or like movie.
Yeah, that too.
But
PG-13,
same idea.
Yeah.
But the thing is, like there is a societal label for okay
content.
For,
yeah.
For content, for yeah. What you can do, what you can experience, what you can't. For example, you can be 18 years old, go to war, kill a man. But you can't have a sip of alcohol. Do you know what I'm saying? And I'm not suggesting that 18-year-olds should drink. What I'm suggesting is that 18-year-olds shouldn't be allowed to go and be taught and bred how to kill another human being.
Yeah.
Right? Yo, but it's all... But that's where it starts. Take that kid, like, that's in the army. Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Dude, he started as a little infant. Like, he started, like... with his excitements, with his joys, with his, like, and, you know, maybe, I'm not saying that there isn't people out there that get super stoked and passionate about serving their country. I mean, I don't really know if putting your life on the line is the best way to, like,
yeah,
serve your country, but, like, dude, can't even get...
Yeah, remember I told you, dude, when you get into this subject, like,
I know,
it's like a downhill snowball, bro.
It is,
like,
dude, it's a spiral, because yeah. It affects everything. It's art, it's... our right now that we're talking about, it's our youth that we're talking about, Ken.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel you do, like...
Like, what do you think? Like...
All right, like, check this out. You're
okay.
Talking about the military, right?
Yes.
No disrespect to our military.
No, of course not.
They do what they gotta do, and that's when the point I'm trying to get at, right?
Right.
So, why is it that, you know, the military comes to your high school, bro? They come to you. You don't even have to go out and look for it.
You get a letter in your mailbox.
Yeah, like
when you turn 18.
Yeah,
you get,
right. Or they come to your school. The
straight up.
Why is it that when you're in the most need in, you know, like for monetary, or you can't decide what, you know, what major you're gonna take in college, or you don't know what exactly you're gonna pursue in life, there's always that option.
Right.
To go to the military.
Totally.
You know what I mean?
Totally.
Why is it that it's put there for you at a certain age? Why isn't it put for you when you're 21?
Right.
You know?
Right.
Because they don't. They want to get you in it as soon as possible.
And,
you know what I mean?
Whoa, I just thought of something. Excuse me. And, dude, one that's super genius. One more step on that is like, seriously, think about this, dude. At 18, the brain, the frontal lobe is not developed completely until age 25. The frontal lobe in the human brain is not developed completely until age 25. But between the ages of 18 and 21, there is a significant amount of growth that happens. And the frontal lobe, you're like, okay, cool. Like, okay, what the frontal lobe has to do with is your ability to make decisions. Your rationality, that's the frontal lobe cortex of your brain, is like...
Yeah, dude, I was going to say, you know how we're talking about affects everything? Like,
yes.
Just a side of this, now you're talking about the frontal lobe, right?
Totally.
The government knows about the frontal lobe, dude, you know?
Yeah!
Why do you think
straight up
insurance is more expensive when you have kids that are in between these age ranges, you know, 18 to, like, 22, 25, as to a 25-year-old son that has insurance with their parents?
Totally.
You know what I mean? It's going to be twice as expensive, if anything.
Right.
You know what I mean? Depending, of course, what insurance, but...
The policy.
You know,
either,
but just standard...
The general...
Yeah.
Right.
Why? Because they scientifically have proven that these kids have obviously harder times making decisions. So in a split decision time where you're going to get in a car accident, you know, who's... They just... test a couple dummies, and then they they conclude that, you know, an older person will probably make a more accurate decision.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? So they base their, you know, their prices off that. So with that being said, why wouldn't, you know, the U.S. military do that to, you know, have you make a decision, you know,
totally,
before,
like,
you join it?
Why wouldn't exactly, like, give a little bit more leeway, give a little bit more time, like, maybe, or, yo, what if there was this big program that, like, you know, and I understand that the military is for a defensive unit and everything, and for the hypothetical, you know, possibility of attack, or, you know, and I understand it, but what I'm saying is, like, what if we took, like, just a fraction of that money that we funded in military and put it towards a governmental sector, like a governmental unit that would be like same idea as, like, you know, the military is like a, like an aspect of, like, you know, a governmental unit that,
branch,
thank you, like, but there's a branch that takes money and, like, helps people that have, all right, y'all seen the movie or the show, like, Shark Tank or whatever, like, people with, like, super good inventions, you know, like, what if there was this part of the government that funded, well, I guess there kind of is, because you can get, like, you can get funding for, like, projects and stuff, you know what I mean? But, like, what I'm saying is, like, what if we took some of that money and, like, really put it towards some people that had some revolutionary ideas? Like, obviously, there's people that have inventions, that have ideas, that are living right now.
They have powerful music.
Yes!
That have, you know, strong lyrics, significant, uplifting, high-vibing lyrics, you know?
Totally.
You know? But the reason why they're not being, you know, supplied to, or the reason why they're not being supported, or, you know,
or publicized, like, publicized, thank you, to the masses, for everyone to hear them, yeah, go on,
it's because it's not following this media box that we're talking about. It's totally not within the tunnel vision that they want you to be in.
Yes, dude, it's not within the parameters of where they want you to think, because check this out, once you start thinking outside of their parameters, they start getting scared.
And they consider you
a threat.
A threat.
Yeah.
And conspiracy to the government. Bob Marley, my friend.
Yeah. Totally.
You know?
Totally.
They obviously knew that people had a, you know, maybe an intention within themselves to riot.
Shows. Totally. You know? Totally. Absolutely, man. And that's, like, that's also another reason why so many of our, like, great influential leaders have gotten shot, like Martin Luther King Jr., do you know what I'm saying? Like, John Lennon. Dude, honestly, like, these people, if you actually listen to what they're saying, and I'm even going to say it, I'm going to go as far back to say Jesus, dude. Seriously, bro. Look at it, bro. Jesus was saying, like, dude, just stay in the light. Be an enlightened individual. Stay happy. Understand that your happiness cannot be circumstantial. Jesus was like, that was Jesus' thing. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, there's, like, so much evidence to say that, like.
And then we're referring to is that, I mean, just as general figures,
right?
General, like, public figures that people look up to and that have had a following, whether you believe in Jesus or not. Don't make this
about
Jesus.
It's not about Jesus.
Yeah, you know, it's about the whole idea of somebody that has, you know, power over a significant amount of people, you know, and that are spreading a certain idea that doesn't really cope with the government at that time.
Exactly.
That's just the whole idea.
And
you know?
Somehow they get copped out.
Yeah.
Somehow they, like, somehow something happens. Yo, here we go. JFK. Good president, man. Wait, was it JFK? No, wait. Reagan. Was it Reagan? Yeah. Wait, no. Reagan, no. JFK, he got shot, right? Yeah. JFK, yeah, okay. Reagan didn't get shot.
No.
Reagan died, right. Okay. It was JFK. Right before JFK got shot, he said, like, 3 days before he got shot, there was this, this interview where he said that he was going to make a speech on how he actually had no control in the government whatsoever.
Yeah.
The president of the United States at the time was going to come out to the public and say how he had no, and obviously when I say this to you, there's, like, no way of, like,
proving it.
But, like, I I remember, you're gonna be like, okay, cool, Dave. No,
yeah.
I remember like reading about it, and also like I think there's a show on Discovery Channel that you can check out about. It's like Hidden Secrets of the Government, like whatever, yeah. You know, like it's one of those things. But it's crazy like that, and you need to ask yourself. Like I understand that stuff like that sounds far fetched, but okay, Martin Luther King Jr. trying to start like trying to get people to understand. That we are all equal, right? Like trying to get
rid of segregation.
And what is segregation? A splitting. Segregation is a labeling and a segregation is like the straight destruction of community, destruction of uniting. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I'm saying? So the point that I'm getting at is. The government doesn't want everybody to be unconditionally united. Like, the government likes social classes. The government likes knowing that, you know, these people belong here, and these people belong here, and like they paid that much, and these times. But it's not like that anymore. It's like, we need to get on a higher vibe of living. I'm sorry.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
You know, like, and why is it that they want us to live like that? You know, why is it that they want these segregated areas or, you know, because we're in corporate America, dude.
Totally.
You know, what thrives a corporate company, you know, business.
Business.
You know,
so money.
Yeah. You know, goes back
ego.
To the ego-based,
totally.
Right? Remember? It goes right back to it, dude. You know? And I wanted to get back into, like, the music thing.
The music thing, dude.
Is a real hardcore thing, right? You know, like. We're talking about like cannabis abuse for sure.
Right.
Like
people just not doing that for the right reasons, overdoing it, like just gone.
And the thing is, remember, the reason why I'm bringing this up is because previously on one of your shows we had talked about like, you know, like medical cannabis and, you know, maybe you've mentioned how some people actually are benefiting from it as to, you know, like just another drug on the street.
Right, and how like the kids could get a hold of it and how like the people that really like abuse it, it could be a downfall for them and lead them into other things, and then they see how they see it for not what it's meant to be seen.
Yeah.
Right.
That's why, for example, some of these, you know, medical cannabis communities are being classified for, you know, like selling to minors or whatever. Why? Because
right.
There's this classification of minors using it as a recreation drug or using it as a kick it drug, you know what I mean? And that's a problem. That where's all that coming from? You know, it's in the media, right? It's in the, you know, I got more bud than you.
Totally.
I smoke more than you.
Exactly. You know, and that's so right on the same, you know, like, bitches, money, weed.
You know
what I'm saying? Like, you know, it's that whole idea of, like...
having a pool of alcohol and diving in it.
Yes,
you know?
Thank you.
Yeah,
like, you know, and, like, speak about pools, like, you know, my neighbor has a bigger pool than me, you know?
Yeah.
Like I got to, you know, like oh my neighbor just got the new 3 series, 5 series, whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, it's about keeping up with this social standard, but it all comes back down to the influence of like the social influence of how they want you to work within the parameters. They want you to feel shitty if you don't have a bigger pool than your neighbor.
Or if you don't burn a pound a day.
Oh, exactly.
You know?
Like,
you know
they,
I mean?
Exactly. Or like, oh, you know, the, oh man, like there's just the stereotypes. You know what I'm saying? Like there's like they want you to be run down. They want you to be disgruntled when like you realize that, oh, like, the own, like, I don't have the money, I don't have the cars, but, you know, once I do get that, I'll be happy, you know?
Yeah.
Like, that's the image. Otherwise, if it was the other way around, if they were really true, if they truly cared about your well-being, if they truly cared about your happiness, do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And when I say they, I'm talking about the people that control the media, the people that ultimately control what is shoved in our faces. Obviously, like I said, you have the power to shut it off, but I'm talking for those that are just still tuned into it. You know what I'm saying?
Just how, check this.
Just
how you have the power right now
yes.
to either take this in or turn off the radio. You know what I mean?
Straight
like
up.
It's if it's for you, then if it's for you and it's fitting, and welcome to thinking outside of the box.
Yeah, you know what brother. I mean? Yeah, dude.
You know, like,
yeah.
Other than that, sick. I mean, it's just it's your call. You know, like it's cool. You could live in a life of blindfold. You know,
in a blindfold. Like, and that's okay. That's the path. You know, like that's your path. We're all here for the experience in which we choose, but I guess the important thing that I really want to express to the listeners today is that as much power as the media has on you, you have power on the media. As much control as you think that they have, you think it takes so much, you know, oh, all this money to, you know, get a... Oh, like, look at all the money that's going around. Like, look at how much this artist makes a year. Look at how much...
Started from the bottom, now you hear, right? You know that song, dude?
Yeah, dude. Like, oh, yeah.
You hear it everywhere, dude. Like, you know, you know when you're a red light and there's this guy, like, behind you, like, blowing everybody's ears down the block, yeah. You know? Like, with like, literally no knowledge of knowing what he's doing to his ears.
Yeah,
you know,
totally.
Why? Because he's trying to fit the part, bumping, you know? It's fine. Have a great... Have a great sound system. It's awesome. It's cool that we have these technologies nowadays that, you know, supply you with the extremities of sound, right?
Yes.
But
yes.
At the same time, you know, what's the whole purpose of that? You know what I mean? And yeah, with that being said,
yeah, no, it's true. It's true. It's true. And it's amazing because everywhere you look. Now, okay, listeners, on the show today, before I finish my sentence, I'm like, everywhere you look, before I finish that. I want you to think about this today. I want you to look. Now, this is me finishing my sentence. I want you to look, and I want you to notice about everything and everybody in your surroundings. See what they're doing. See how they're acting. See the persona that they're emitting, that they're giving off. Now, think about what inspires that. Like, obviously, you're going to see people that are just, like, doing the thing, and, like, that's awesome, that's right. But, like, see if you can find that guy that Ken was talking about, you know? Like, don't obviously look for him, because then you're, like, giving that vibration off, and you're, like, then that's, like, you, do you know what I'm saying? But, like, yeah. see if it just, like, comes up. See if you notice, and then recognize it. Instead of just, like, being the observer and being, like, oh, this guy's music is really loud, like, that's so annoying, or, like, oh, that's a good song, I know that song. Like, whatever goes to your head, like, be the observer this time, and be, like, what, like, what's the influence behind this dude's actions? Do you know? Like, what is the influence behind the reason why that person is making it so clear that that's who they are? Like, why? Do you know what I'm saying? And hey, I'm all about being who you are and spreading your natural positive energy and, you know, giving other people your excitement and expressing that to them. That's what this life is about. That's what you're supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
But if you are, I guess what I'm trying to say is, like, if you are trying so hard to put on an image of somebody that isn't truly resonating with your highest excitement, somebody that is really, like, ego-based, you maybe need to ask yourself, why exactly am I pursuing this persona? You know?
Yeah.
You know, man, that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. We're just trying to lighten people up. What's up, man? What's
yeah,
up,
dude.
Ken?
What's up, man? How was your morning, up, dude?
Dude, it was a great morning, man. I'm just trying to see, man, my morning has been based around trying to find like how the masses, how the community as a whole, well, not only my morning, the last few years of my life, dude, we've been based around, right, like, trying to find how the community as a whole can actually successfully shift where our media is headed.
Yeah.
Right? Have you heard of GATE? Have you ever heard of GATE? I know that I've talked about GATE before. GATE is like this... let's see, like Jim Carrey, you know, like the actor, like Jim Carrey is a part of it. He's like an advocate of it. GATE is basically this society of people in media that are dedicated to focusing on spreading a positive message in media. Now, to think about the power, to think about the influence of all these like amazing like directors, like there's so many well-known directors, artists, actors, you know, musicians that are coming together and becoming united in this group to spread positive vibrations through media, right? So what I'm saying is like, I'm just trying to let the community know that you as an individual can start something like that on your own. You as an individual can start a company, right? Yeah. Like you were talking about, like
the clothing companies we were talking about earlier.
Yeah, remember? Totally. Like Ken was, yeah, go yeah, on. Tell me about that.
We're talking about the clothing companies and how, you know, why is it that some of these clothing companies have these, you know, gnarly designs or these intriguing designs with a positive, you know, approach.
Totally.
And then once they hit mainstream, once they hit the big store on that sectioned off mall that we were talking about,
right,
which is pretty much everyone, every single one of them, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, like once they hit one of those big stores, like their whole approach to their tees or the whole approach to their apparel is taking a whole complete different direction.
180.
Why? Because they got to match everything else that's on that shelf board, which is the rest of all these other clothing companies.
Totally.
That's why you see like, you know, women on t-shirts more frequently than it used to be back in the day.
Yeah.
You know, like that's why, you know, you have Instagram models now. That's why, you know, social media models now. Why is it that these girls are getting you know, all sexified and, you know, revealing themselves on these social medias? You know, I mean, if that's your thing, whatever, you know, not being judgmental or anything, but it's just, you know, the purpose behind that to kind of like thrive people, you know, to a monetary gain through that. You know what I mean? Like again, sexual innuendo.
Yeah.
You know, pretty much all these bodily fulfilling.
Exactly. Like super rooted, like it's ego rooted. Right. Yeah. And the thing is like, see, I believe that we are making a transition in our world right now, like in consciousness. Like I feel like people are riding this wave of energy. This is a new wave of energy. It's a new opportunity to feel a greater part of you than you've ever felt before. And when you're just being constantly reminded and like constantly vibrationally like pounded with ego-rooted things and like just the things that are holding you back from pursuing what actually matters, it keeps you down. It's just like, it's a reminder of who society wants you to be. And what we're telling you is there's so much more outside of the women on the t-shirts. Like,
yeah.
And once you start seeing why they're putting the women on the t-shirts and like, why, you know, like, oh, like it's all about the gold and the money, you know, like why there's like stacks and like, you know, like,
yeah.
Like if you start seeing the underlying message, instead of looking at that and being like, oh, that's really cool. Oh yeah, money. I'm going to wear a shirt that represents wealth. I'm going to wear a shirt or like, you know, representing wealth, that's good. But like boasting about it and being like, you know, like. That's all that matters, like,
yeah.
You know, and like the shirts, you know, like you've seen like shirts with like the girls with like smoking like blunts and like, you know, and it's just like it gives off just this super ego rooted innuendo.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's why we have these labels in society.
Yes.
And then again later on, like these youngsters, I mean, you know, like these age groups complain that, oh, why is it that we're being classified, blah blah blah. But if you think about it, you're going with the flow, bro. You know.
Totally.
You're going with the flow, and that flow is what keeps money in the corporate America. You know.
Right.
And it's again, money thrives, money driven. You know.
Straight up. To tie into actually what you were saying earlier about like with the kids and the different types of products that the kids are getting,
yeah.
Right? Okay, so check this out. The kids that start off, like how are we talking about like with the youth section, they're playing with like the Hot Wheels and whatever. Right after the Hot Wheels comes all of a sudden like, oh, they're in like, you know, like elementary school. Now they're in like middle school. Well, what happens in middle school? All the kids are wearing the designer, not like designer, but like the brand shirts, Do you know? All the kids want the same brand. Do you know? Like, straight, like, I could name three brands off the top of my head that just, like, everybody, you know what I'm saying?
Start, like, name dropping.
Yeah, not right, but, like just that, like, once you hit that age, like, that's cool, and that's what you're going to wear. Yeah. And I know that because when I was in middle school, I came around, and I was like, that's all I'm going to wear.
Yeah.
Like, that's the only...
You know, and that's the cool thing about this, dude, that now that, you know, we have the ability to, you know, enlighten or help enlighten other people.
Totally.
You know, it just, you know, like I personally, you know, I don't think like, oh, I was born thinking like this. No, I know I was born in a world where we, I mean, obviously we were all born, but totally. You know, that had these guidelines and already had these, you know, society labels, you know, like you don't choose to be born in the hood, you know, you don't choose to be born, you know, like in a rich neighborhood either,
totally.
You know,
totally.
Like it's just what happens in life. And it's just, you know, your choice again, you know, to think outside the box as you grow older and really realize these things, you know, that you've been living in the whole time.
Yeah, totally. Like to decipher, see what I like the way you put that, Ken. Basically, like no matter where you're from, no matter what you've experienced, no matter what your background, all that matters is number one, you're here now. Number two, the most important thing in the entire universe always has been and forever will be, how are you feeling? Because like you could have all the money in the world, you could have anything you've ever wanted and more and still feel like shit, and like that none of it matters. But then again, you could never have a dime to your name and be the happiest dude on the earth, like growing super mad vegetables, like, you know, playing your didgeridoo all day.
Yeah,
like,
right.
And dude, who's the wealthy one now? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, but so the idea that Ken and I are just trying to bring to the table, which, you know, the Vibration Station has been trying to bring to the table for a while now, it's just, now that you have the knowledge, see, we're just trying to plant the seed. We're just trying to give you the knowledge. We're not saying like it's bad to indulge, right? We're not saying it's bad to indulge. We're not saying it's bad to get the designer stuff and to get the, you know, $100 shoes and the, like, that's fun and it makes you feel good and that's good and that's all awesome. And if that's what you want, do it. What we're saying is don't think that is what you're here for. Make that the cherry on the topping.
Mm-hmm.
Don't base your life around the designer shirts. Don't base your life around like how the music talks about, you know, oh, how much weed we're smoking or how much alcohol we're drinking or how many bitches we're getting with or how many, you know, like how many shoes I got in my closet, you know, like how I only wear my t-shirt once and I throw it away, dude.
Yeah.
You know, like that kind of like, that's not what it's about. That's all we're trying to say to you. Indulge as much as you want. Have a good time. Wear the fun stuff. Manifest the money for yourself. Create the mansions. Create the empires. Make your highest excitements come true. But do it because you want to. Do it because you're passionate about doing whatever it is that you're doing. Not what it'll bring.
And the thing is that if it's going to come to you, it's going to come to you.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes. Straight up. If it's straight up, and that's up to you, whether you want to create that for yourself, whether you want to allow yourself to accept that. I hear a beautiful quote, right? We had Shea Prince Eternal, right, on the air. Awesome. Super great woman. Always sending unconditional love and light to her. We were talking about, and something that I remember she brought up from Abraham, from the Abraham teachings, was we can't, right? Like, I'm trying to find this in the, like, we cannot make it so our, right? I mean, it's the same idea as not making your happiness conditional, but it's more of like, okay, that's what I'm trying to say. When you ask, it's given. Like, when whatever you ask for, automatically, vibrationally, when you're offering it, like, you are going to get it. Whatever you are offering vibrationally, the universe, by law, has to respond to you. The question is, are you letting it in? The question is, are you allowing it? So, right, we're moving from, like, getting outside of like that media's box, getting outside of that tunnel vision, getting outside of those parameters, and then understanding that you, as a deliberate creator, have the power to, number one, listen to whatever you want to listen to. Right, like right now we're just summing it all up for you. We're like crumbling in a ball and like spit wanting it at you. Like, you know, like trying to like keep it on you though. Like, so you use this, give, you use this knowledge, you use this understanding to to see and really decipher for yourself what in the media is serving me, how it's serving me, how it's helping me, what it's teaching me. Right? We start asking ourselves these questions, and then all of a sudden we're like, wait, I'm still buying this guy's CDs, I'm still listening to the same thing, and what I'm learning is I need more money, like I need a nicer car, like I need a bigger house, like okay, how is this serving me in this moment? How is this making me feel? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like women can be like thrown around, like in between guys, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, oh, bring your girl's friends. You know, like, I mean, I get it. Like, that's fun and it's cool and it's, you know, there's nothing wrong with sex, but it's how it's
being imaged.
Yeah.
It's the way it's being displayed, dude.
Yeah, man.
You know?
That's just what we're trying to say. That's just what we're trying to say in a nutshell. Listen up, guys. I want to close. We got a few more minutes left of the show. I really just want to send you guys off with a beautiful song. This is Chances Are Good, Who Am I? If you could just listen to the lyrics, this is kind of what we're getting at. All right, guys, check it out. Chances Are Good, Who Am I? Dave's Good Vibration Station. Check it out.
The question, am is the essence, I is the witness, abide with total presence. Who is the question, am is the essence, I is the witness, abide with total presence. Back in the day there was a great sage by the name Maharshi. He didn't preach, all that he ever did say was ask yourself the question, who am I, then stay present and ignore any answers, that's just your brain cancer. The story narrator, the conflict instigator, the one they call the mind. Make him face the mirror, who am I? Repeat it like a mantra till ego throws a tantrum and gets booted out this mansion. And now there's no more question, I am that I am essence. Before the manifested of the sun, earth and fleshes, I am his total presence. If all of life's a painting, then I am is this canvas. Prior to the brushstrokes, consciousness is mirror smoke. Who's the one that wants to know? I will go when ego goes. Am I a phenomenal hollow hole finumeral? You see the tight conundrum, cause it's both sides of the pendulum, subjectively observing, creating this momentum. The I am that tennis match, love to love, the place is packed, but all the games are just an act. The ego squatting in your flat, screaming, where's the owner at? He doesn't hear an answer back, so he thinks that he is that body mind vehicle. I am is ethereal, fueling all materials, totally invisible, so go beyond the physical. Who am I? The mystical. Who said that? The ego still follow to that hollow tube, the piece of bliss and solitude. The only one cannot be true. The duel is in your mind, dude. None of this is actual. It's all matter factual. Matter is still malleable, so molded into vacuum holes. Beautiful and magical. I am is behind it all. Who is the question? Am is the essence. I is the witness. Abide with total presence. Who is the question? Am is the essence. I is the witness. Abide with total presence. I read about this yogi Christ that doesn't eat or drink. He sits in lotus all night without a wink of sleep. He gets his sustenance straight from this oxygen. High up in the Himalayas, sitting on a mountain. They say that he's older than most of these boulders. That his body sits on, he exists in all dimensions. A time and space magician, a master over Maya. He's burning up these thoughts of all your wants and desires. See, no storm can touch him, he abides inside the nothing. Emanating peace and bliss all throughout existence. So sit and meditation long enough and you can feel him transmitting heightened consciousness to all his loving children, to all the ones around the globe
seeking source and letting go. You're about to fill the role, cause Babaji is getting old. Whoever thinks to make a shift back into the infinite,
the space for us, so we can all enlighten up.
Yeah, all right guys, first of all, As you know, I'm your host, Davey Crockett. We got brother Ken in the studio.
Yeah. Hi, Vibin.
Of course, man. It is always a pleasure. You are a brother. Brother with the stars, man. We are all brothers and sisters under the same stars. You know what I'm saying? Once again, I want to give a big shout out to Chances Are Good for raising our vibration. Thank you guys for tuning in to Dave's Good Vibration Station. As you know, once again, this is the show where we talk about anything and everything to raise your vibration. Always remember that we are sending you unconditional love, light, happiness, joy, and laughter from our hearts to yours. You are an infinite creator, deliberately creating and manifesting anything that you wish to in this life. Keep a high vibe. Love you guys.
Peace.
Now allow us to proceed on a trip to last summer when everything was perfect and green. We used to chill and relax and maybe smoke a fat stack while we laugh about the past. But that's too bad to express how much I love you and all the selfish things you put me through. Well, who am I to judge? I made some stupid choices too. Regardless, I'm just living it up. I'm blind to the negativity. Floating in the golden lotus, that's where I'll be. This experience is such a blessing. Motherfucker, stop asking questions. Your soul knows that this defeats the purpose. Close your eyes and let me be your words. Listen up, y'all, I miss those days. Chilling on the moon with the guitar, spitting phrase. But now, I'm in another days, unconditionally missing y'all. In all the silly games like what we used to play and see. How fast we hit smoke out of roar and burn our tree. But really, it was all about the good times. Doesn't matter if we had stacks and dimes. We got each other until the end of this rhyme. At least that's how it seemed, that everything was fine.